Well, it's great to have you with us, and we are in the middle of the holiday shopping season, but are we seeing a Grinch in the form of tariffs this year?
We are. Prices are up for nearly every holiday gift. No matter what aisle shoppers turn down this year, they will find higher prices. We find that home and kitchen gifts are up 38% and toys and games are up 17%.
Are we seeing that in clothing and things like that as well?
That's right. Yep. Clothing, shoes, and accessories are up 20%. I mean, so many of these items are imported, especially from China, which is facing the highest tariffs right now. And those tariffs are unfortunately flowing through to American families.
Now, what are the responses that we're seeing from the families? Are people just buying fewer gifts, or are they trying to find cheaper gifts, maybe not giving as expensive a gift to a person as they would have in the past, or just cutting people off their list altogether?
It's a mix of all three. I'm sure they are looking to build out those naughty lists, maybe a little less forgiving this year as they try to pinch pennies. But we find that 40% of families are buying fewer gifts and nearly one-third are giving presents to fewer people. And unfortunately, about 1 in 10 are tapping into savings to cover costs this holiday season.
And how much do imports normally make up in these different categories of the spending? You mentioned China. Is that the nation where we're importing the most from?
Yeah, I mean, imports make up about 90% of clothing, 80% of toys, and 70% of electronics. That together, you know, covers most of the things under Christmas trees or shared, you know, as we head into Hanukkah this year. With tariffs where they are, unfortunately, they are really just adding to shopping bills. One estimate had this as much as $28 billion this holiday season, which would be $130 per shopper.
And I would assume, Liz, that this also carries over to not just the items that you're going to have under the Christmas tree, but what you might be having on the Christmas table for your big Christmas feast as well.
That's right. I mean, whether it's the lights you're putting up on your Christmas tree or the stockings you're hanging on the mantle or the ham that you're going to have on Christmas Day, you know, we found just ahead of Thanksgiving that ham prices were up 50% this year. We know that canned goods are up given the steel and aluminum tariffs, and where beef is, beef prices are up tremendously over last year given both the tariffs and some issues with a parasite that is infecting our cattle herds. Unfortunately, families are really just in for price hikes across the board this year.
And you mentioned the Christmas tree and the decorations on the Christmas tree. Are we finding a shift in the kind of trees people are buying? Are we buying more real trees or buying more artificial trees? And has the price made a difference there?
This is kind of a funny one because, you know, pre-lit artificial trees have never been produced in the United States, so families are fully exposed to those higher import and supply chain costs. But, you know, for real trees, Costco has actually scaled back their inventory for many of those. And either way, whether families are picking up a real tree this year or buying a new artificial tree, they might be looking to a Charlie Brown Christmas tree to afford one.
And for the most part, are we seeing this affect people in all income groups, or is it primarily in those who are in the middle to lower income groups as to the amount of spending that they're doing?
It's really both. You know, higher prices hit everyone across the board, but unfortunately, it will always affect those lower income households more. I think there's a great kind of dichotomy between this. Lower income households expect to trim their holiday budget by more than $100 this year. And last week we saw a magazine article talking about gift concierge companies that can help you find the perfect gift when your budget is $10,000 to $20,000 per gift. And they are seeing record sales this year. And so I think for those typical everyday families, people are really looking for discounts, cutting back on Christmas this year. And for those higher income families, they are seeing higher prices, but not unfortunately balking at them.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for taking time out to join us this morning and filling us in on some of the impacts that we're seeing on Christmas shopping this year and the Grinch that maybe not stealing Christmas, but is making it a little bit less plentiful for people. Thank you so much, Liz.
That's right. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.